All right, let's head to the kitchen cooking with Claude right now on WICC. Hey, Mom, it looks like we're making, creamed peas. There you go. I couldn't think of that first word. I was like, there's something. It's a peas dish. Dad wasn't too keen on it, so I don't know. I tell people all the time, though. He started the three generations of Picky Mickey. You've got my father, then you got my brother Matthew, you got my son Chase. They are the top Picky Mickeys I've ever met in my life. They are so particular about their food. So regardless of what Dad thinks about this, Mom, what did you think about your creamed peas?
I kind of thought, well, I love vegetables, and so this is what I was thinking when I found this recipe. As a matter of fact, I said to Daddy, could you just heat some up? Because I got no notice from the boys. I sent it to the office. I don't know why I don't really try my own food.
Well, because I think you're biased. I mean, I think we all are, right? I mean, first of all, we're going to be our own critics. You're going to say it's not that great. Even when things so I always think a great gauge is giving it to Derek. My husband is a stickler about eating healthy. And so my mom will bring food in all the time. And my brother will eat it. My future brother-in-law, Jake, will eat it. Even my father will sometimes eat it. But Derek's like a real stickler. And then my mom will bring in things sometimes. And like, what was it? The cake thing last week that Dad liked. What was that? What is that? I can't think of it now.
Tort.
Derek ate like six pieces of it, didn't bring any of it home. And then I went in like the next day with Chase. Chase ate like four pieces of it. And so I always think those are great gauge whenever you have like really picky eaters. But you're a very tough critic of yourself. But also we're like biased.
I happen to think I'm eating them now.
You're eating them right now?
Yeah.
Oh,
right
hi,
now,
Dad.
I'm eating them.
Thanks, Dad. Appreciate that. Appreciate the commentary. It'd be helpful if you would eat them right now.
I think they're good. I think Daddy's problem is once he sees the little brown things, which are the onion,
well, that
he
could
won't
kill
eat
him.
Anything. So I have to find like an onion flake or something to put in that's, you know, camouflaged.
Why are you trying to kill Dad, Mom? I don't understand why you would do
no,
that. It's my father.
He keeps saying. I don't know. And he won't go down, for God's sake. I don't know.
It's a standing joke just before anybody gets all upset about this. My father I don't know. When did this start, Mom? Like, we were kids when Dad like made the comment that you were trying to kill him or something, but it's been a standing joke. I don't even remember. I know when it happened. It was in Vermont, but I don't know how long
ago
it was.
It must have been something that had mushrooms in it.
Yeah, something.
Onions in it.
Meatloaf. I don't know.
Anything he could see that is not anything he could see. Like, the creamed peas are actually very good.
They looked really good. When you sent the picture of them,
really
I thought
good.
They looked scrumptious.
And the reason why I'm trying to look more like vegetables is because I know we're coming on to, spring. We are in spring, but summer. And a lot of people will throw some, you know, like do a lot of hamburgers, hot dogs, ribs,
sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can only make a hamburger. I mean, I've done hamburgers and, you know, I'll do them again, different kinds of hamburgers. But I think what's kind of cool is if you're eating just like, you know, a basic hamburger, hot dog on the grill, this is something fun.
Yeah.
Pick up the meal that it's just not like. I mean, corn is coming into play, but it is something like a little bit more than just a vegetable. God bless you.
The
whole country heard you.
We did hear you, Dad. Well, no, I think so too, Mom. I think it's a great side dish for any kind of dinner, and it sounds like it's pretty easy to make too. So how do you make creamed peas?
So you start with your pot, and you heat up your olive oil, how much like olive oil you want. Something I won't do again is add your onions, but I would just put like a little, if anybody doesn't like seeing things in their food, you know, get like the minced onions, that kind of like the minced garlic where you really don't see it.
It kind of disappears as it cooks. Yep, I got you.
And then you cook those together until, of course, the onion is brown. And then you add 2 tablespoons of flour to thicken it a little bit. And you mix that, you stir that. You do a lot of the stirring during this because you don't want clumping. So then you add half a cup of fat-free half and half. Now, I didn't have fat-free, so mine's, you know, a little bit more, like, rich, because I used half and half.
That's okay. That's
and
great.
And then a cup of your, a cup of chicken stock or vegetable stock. I used a little bit more because it gets very thick, so I used a little bit more than a cup of chicken broth, probably like a cup and a half or to 2 cups.
Okay.
And then once that's all kind of mixed together and you're stirring to avoid lumps, you add 16 ounces of frozen peas, and you let that all cook together, stirring, of course, until the peas get tender. Now, the other thing I'm not sure he liked about it, which I thought was kind of fun, was you put in, one lemon that you zest. So it's got a little bit of a lemony flavor, which is kind of fun. I did not put in the mint, although it does call for thinly sliced mint. But I did not put that in because I think that would have put my husband over the edge. But I did put the lemon in, and I don't know if that might have changed the taste. I think it's delicious. And I also think it's fun over pasta because it's that's why how I had him eat it. I was like, put this over pasta.
I was
going to
say, this kind of reminds me of like a carbonara, just without the what is it? It's the sun-dried tomato or the like,
yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, I know my intern is shaking her head. Yes, yeah, it sounds like almost like a carbonara.
I'm shaking my head too.
Oh, look at that! You and Katie are both shaking your heads. It's you guys look like bobbleheads. No, that's what it sounds like. The two of you just bobbing your heads over here. It's amazing. It sounds so good. Now you didn't test it on Nicholas and Derek and Jake.
I brought it to the office and I sent. They said they were all going to try it. Now, Derek said he was going to try it. He says, I'll definitely try it. I don't know if he was busy and didn't get back to me, but none of the boys got back to me. But, of course, I wasn't in the office yesterday. And usually when I'm in there, they're much better about, like, oh, my God, this was so good. Or, like, I'll go in today and I'll be like, did anybody eat the peas? And they'll be like, oh, my God, yeah, they were so delicious. And
right, because like, boys, yeah, that's kind of a boy thing. Yeah, okay, that's fair. Yeah, that's okay. Well, I'm sure that it was. I mean, I would imagine if it wasn't good, I would have absolutely gotten a report from Derek that's like, do not touch those. But that's never happened. So I'd imagine it wasn't that bad.
No, and it was good. I mean, I tasted them the day I did it, but I like to hear from other people.
I get it. You liked it. Yeah, I understand. Totally.
You know, and that's a hard sell sometimes.
Yes. Well, he is a picky Mickey. Comes with the title. For
but
sure.
If I would have gotten kicked off cooking with Claude if I just did dad foods.
Yeah, well, it would definitely be boring in the nicest way possible. It would be very boring. You'd probably repeat every 6 weeks. So you'd have a very short segment. It would have been short-lived. So, yes, bacon, burgers, pasta,
I think people would be going
pizza.
To the bathroom when cooking with Claude came on. Oh, this is a good time for me to take a break.
Right. Yeah, and we can't have that. Have that. We especially if we get to have the cameo appearances of Dad sneezing in the background. I mean, who doesn't want to miss that? I mean, come on.
No,
can't have that. Well, I will put this on the podcast for after the show, the creamed peas, and I can't wait to try. I would like to try it. I want to put it over some pasta or like a rice dish or something. It sounds really good.
Well, that's right. I'm going to bring it to the office again, and maybe you want to stop by when you're picking up Izzy Boo Boo.
You know what, Mom? Maybe I want to stop by when I go pick up Izzy Boo Boo.
Yes!
So kooky. All right, Mama. I'll see you later. I love you so much.
I love you so much.
All right. That is creamed peas on Cooking with Claude here on WICC.